Judy was a party girl. She loved to entertain her friends and family. She never missed a social event. When I was young, I remember watching as she got ready for a Saturday night out on the town with my dad, or making sure that all the last-minute details were in order for the cocktail party she was hosting. There was always such a palpable energy and excitement when she went about her preparations. But more than that, she always had this indescribably joyful smile on her face. In fact, of all the wonderful traits that my mother displayed, joy was the number one, the one I remember the most. She never had to look for things to bring her joy. It was just a state of mind. It was her state of joyfulness that drew so many to her, and why she was the social butterfly we all remember her as. It's the same joy she passed on to my brother and sister, who in that way are so much like our mother. A writer had this to say about joy. Earthly pleasures and satisfactions bring many good feelings, but joy comes from a higher source, because joy is a spiritual quality. It can arise independent of the worldly circumstances that happen to be present in someone's life at any given moment. And so the songbird of joy is ready to sing within a person who is rich or poor, healthy or ailing, captive or free, as long as it is fed a diet of spiritual seed. The other day I talked to my Aunt Mary, and I asked her where my mom got that special name we all knew her by. But I think Mary wasn't sure, and we talked a little bit. My dad says that he gave her that special name. It wasn't the name she was born with. And I found it interesting, because I thought more about it. I realized, in fact, that name, that special name, really typified her ethnic. And for that reason, I'll always remember her, not just as Mom, but as Joanna.